Okay, more love for Chad and for Mark. Woo! That's a great song. Chad, did you write that?
I did.
I bet you did.
Can we tell you the story where I came from?
Sure, come on up. Everybody wants to know who you are.
Quick story where that song came from. I was playing a little gig in a yoga studio in Cairns, which is in the northern part of the east coast of Australia. And it was, so as a musician, sometimes you turn up to a gig and it's always different. You never know what's going to happen, right? So this was one where I showed up and actually hadn't been promoted very well. There weren't very many people there and the sound system wasn't working and it seemed like everything was going wrong. Like, yeah, not working out. Anyway, I said to everybody, all right, we're not going to use the electronic sound system. We're going to sit on the floor in a circle and sing together. And we started to sing and I looked over at the wall and in the yoga studio there's this mural on the wall. And it's like this graffiti-style writing, all these inspirational sayings on the wall. And I looked over at it, and I just started singing what was written on the wall. And I mixed all the little sayings together and jumbled them up, and that song came forth, and I remembered it. And thus, the song Live, Love was born.
Fabulous, fabulous. Live, love, love, live. Love, live, love. That was great. And you can take Chad home with you today because he's got music back there. And is Mark on some of yours? Oh, great. The two of you guys with the guitar and okay, what's that thing that you're pumping?
It's called a stomp box.
A stomp box. Did you all notice it was like a drum there? Well, they live in Tahoe, so we will have them back. Yes? Yes. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. This is... what a blessing. Ah, yeah, that was good. That got me going. I love it. So my talk today is created to be happy, purposeful, and enthusiastic. Well, you got it. You set that tone. And because you see, we're each a work in progress. And we're learning. And we're growing. And we're unfolding and knowing how we're going to live from our own divine self. What's moving us? What's asking for our attention? And in New Thought Centers, we hear, Ernest Holmes wrote, change your thinking, change your life. And so this morning, I'm going to invite us to add to that, change your energy, change your life also. And we just had an example of that with Chad and Mark. And when we change our energy, you see, in my opinion, we wake up our whole self. We let it vibrate. We lift our vibration as you felt this morning with this music. And we remember our wahoos, that life is generously good. And we change our energy, we absolutely change our life. Happy, purposeful, enthusiastic. So I'm going to invite us to let's start focusing less on our self-centered concerns or the news and begin our day with blessing ourselves. This whole thing about may you be blessed has such value. May I be blessed. And may I be a blessing everywhere I am. So let's take time and focus on being and bringing the gift of life and living full out to every event. Full out means that we have claimed and accepted first thing in the morning, I am alive, I am alert, I am available to this life to be fully expressed through me, in me, and around me. And it's time to be the change we wish to see. Whenever we see or hear something that we don't care for, I'm going to invite you to say, how could I present that differently? Or how could I be different in the world? Because I think that everything that comes to us that maybe isn't as pleasurable as we'd like it to be gives us an opportunity to make another choice for our own selves. So the question this morning is, it's time for us to change what we wish to experience. So how do we do this? I don't know. You were supposed to laugh. It was a check to see if you're awake, see if you're listening. Of course I know, or at least I think I do. It's the first thing every morning. First thing every morning, we decide to live this day full out. We decide, first thing, to live from a higher vibration than maybe we lived yesterday. And during the day, to check in with ourselves and to say, how am I doing? To check with who we are and what we're experiencing and what we're expressing to the world. And we can choose to live our day by setting the tone and energy for that day. I've been working on it, and it's been working really good. Or we can let the events decide how we will feel and how we will react and how we will respond. Take a breath. It works if you work it. It works if you make that decision that I want my energy to mean something first for me, and then hopefully for the people around me. This last week, I found just that opportunity when I went down the hill to Costco. And I had lunch with Rick, and I got back in my car, and I started my car up. And I have to tell you, I love my car. I love cars. I love my washing machine, my refrigerator. I love everything that works well for me. And I bless it. Because, you see, it supports me in my day, and my car really does. And I call her Pearl, because when I bought her, I said, I told the man what I wanted. I wanted a used car. And I said, but not white. And he said, this one isn't white. It's Pearl. I said, okay, then it's all right. So I turned Pearl on, and Pearl made a really funny noise. And I said, Pearl, what's wrong? I called Rick, and he came and he opened my hood, and we decided that something was not right with Pearl. So I went and did my shopping, and then I went and called my mechanic up here, and he said, you better bring her in. So I did. Well, by the time I slowly went up the hill, I said I slowed up the hill because I wasn't quite sure, because it was pretty hot. The motor was hot. I said, I only did 65, not 85. Anyway, so when I got the car there to the mechanic, I turned it off, and Pearl would not start again. And Robert said, oh. And I said, ooh. So Pearl was going to have to spend the night, and I was going to have to rent a vehicle. And I was slightly worried, because if Pearl wouldn't start anymore, it meant maybe the water pump or something went out and maybe I froze the engine. So I did prayer. And they had one vehicle left for me to rent, and it was a Toyota Tundra. It was a truck. It was a double cab and extra long bed. And because it's a rental, they didn't put the running boards on. And so I said, you know, I love trucks, and I can drive anything. And I was, you know, I'd look at these big pickup trucks, and I'd think, okay, I could do that. But I had to hold the steering wheel and pull myself up into the truck. And then when I got out of the truck, I had to kind of go to the edge like this and sort of slide down, because... Anyway. So the next day, the guys called me first thing in the morning, and it wasn't my friend Robert, it was because he had the day off. It was another guy, and he said, ma'am, we just looked at your car, and he said, and because I prayed all night for Pearl, you know, it's okay, honey, you're not in the garage. Anyway, the point is that when the man called me, he said, well, it's your alternator, and also your battery died, because we really pushed that whole thing, and the battery died. And he said, so we're having to put in a new alternator and we're having to put in a new battery. I said, oh, that's wonderful. And I could tell he was very quiet on the other end. I said, that's really great. Thank you so much. And I said, I've rented this truck and I'd really like to be able to take it back before I have to pay in for another day because I'm not driving it. I had to do like this jerky turn in our driveway. But anyway, so I went back down to the dealer. The point here is when we change our energy, and he said, well, you know it's going to be $1,100. I said, that's great. Fine, please do the work. So he said, well, I'll get it done really quick for you. I said, okay. So when I went, I forgot the guy's name. It started with a J, so the first guy was Judd, but that wasn't him. And all of a sudden he said, Maggie, like this. And I said, oh, it was you. Okay, I came down. He said, I just had to meet the woman that I spoke to this morning that was so excited that she was spending $1,100 on her car. It makes a difference what our energy is like and what we present to the rest of the world. But I have to tell you, I was just so grateful. I didn't have to put a new engine in Pearl. Be grateful. For everything. And when you can't, you say wahoo until you finally find something to be grateful for. For when we turn around from our normal fear, from that place of questioning our own mind and from that judgment of life's events, we realize that life is a privilege. And we are privileged to be alive. And yeah, we're going to have to pay mechanics. But you know, that's the best car I've ever had. And it serves me as much as my refrigerator does and my washing machine. And when we bless everything, when we honor ourselves in the blessing, we realize the energy of our thinking has power. Now, I told you I had another story for you, and we're going to go over, but that's because we have great music, so I know you're going to want to hear it. Yeah? You want to hear the story? About Don, or should I wait? No. Our friend Dawn, who's down in Texas, who had to have this surgery, and part of her surgery was breaking her jaw. To realign her jaw, Dawn has spent her whole life not being able, like the rest of us, to have our teeth meet. And it's caused a lot of physical disabilities for Dawn. So I've been talking to her and calling her, and so and praying with her, and Rick and I did prayer the day before she went in. But 2 days before she went in, I talked to her, and I said, Dawn, this is what I know. And this is what I know about the energy and what I know about the love of God and what I know about the power of God in our bodies, because our bodies are a simple intelligence, but it's magnificent. And our body responds to our love. And so I said, what I want you to do, so I said, I want you to put your hands on your cheeks and on your jaw, and I want you to tell that part of your body that this is what's going to happen, and this is what needs to take place. And I want you to talk to every cell, muscle, fiber, and tissue of your body and tell it, this is for our best, this is for good. And you love that part. And you say, I'm going to take really good care of you, and the doctors are going to, who touch you with the hands of God. And I said, so will you keep working on this? She said, yeah, Maggie, I will. She trusts me. She believes in me and what I say. So I get it. Yeah. Anyway, so then I said, and as you go into surgery, I want you to say, the power of God's healing me now. Anybody who's been here and been in surgery and done some of that with me, they know that when we use the power of God is healing me now, whenever we even have to go to the dentist or we go for any doctor stuff, it works. Because there is a power. There's a power within each one of us, and we have to activate it. And when we activate it, then our lives change. And when we change that energy, magnificent things happen. And so they had told Dawn, they said, oh, this is a really painful surgery, and you're going to be black and blue. And they told her all of this. And Wednesday morning, Richard texted me, and he said, our girl's out, and you can call her. And so I got on the phone and I called Dawn. And I said, she said, Maggie, and she had these packs of ice packs around her cheeks. She said, Maggie, I'm not bruised. She said, the doctor said he's never seen anything like this, that he was able to break the jaw in the first break. He said, it takes me 5-6 times to break people's jaws. But yours just broke easily. And I said, ooh, I'm going to start to cry. She said, go ahead. Because she said, I'm crying. She said, I'm not in so much pain, and I'm not bruised. And I told her, I said, tell your doctor your secret. Because she said, I went into surgery, and I kept saying, the power of God's healing me now. She said, I said it out loud. I didn't care. They said, what are you saying? I said, I'm saying the power of God's healing me now. She's doing better than anybody, any one of this doctor's patients have ever done. As a matter of fact, yesterday she sent me a picture. The doctor sent her flowers. I said, will you please talk to your doctor and tell him to tell every patient he does to do that? She said she would. Everybody breathe. This works. If you work it, it's up to you. So I invite each one of us to focus on less concerns and focus on what you wish to experience. When we hold concerns, when we hold our fears so tight, what we wish to experience can't be felt. Before you do anything, picture it, imagine it. Let's focus on that inner energy of the divine self, our true nature. Because this, we get to use this power in everything. I'm blessing people on the road. I bless my car all the time. We are each a unique part of an incredible tapestry. And we're connected to all of life, but we're unique. And we're divine, and we are each special to the whole of that that is all of life. What we each do and think adds value to that whole tapestry. The energy we put out into the world, to those around us, has an effect. Dawn is a good example of that. So I ask you this morning, what effect are you willing to create? Starts first with us, not someone else. When we take time to consciously up our vibration, upping our energy, the benefit is measurable, just as what happened with Dawn. Happy means wahoo. I'm joy-filled. Purposeful means today I live in a non-resistant, I oppose nothing. Everybody breathe on that one. Non-resistant, we oppose nothing. Enthusiastic, I create my own day. I set the tone. Breathe into that. When we allow our passion for life to lead us, to guide us in everything that we do, yeah, at times we're going to feel upset. At times we might feel angry or fearful. But we got to stop in that moment. We got to stop and check in with ourselves and ask, what do I need? Because that's all those emotions are asking for us, asking of us. And we have to listen, and we have to stop and serve those emotional needs that we're feeling right in that moment. Yeah, was I totally happy about Pearl being sick? No, not really. But I had to stop and check in. And I said, wait, I have money to pay whatever it's going to cost. But I trust it's all going to work out. But I had to stop and check on those fears and those doubts. Loving care first for you is what's so important. And then return to life, ready, willing, and able to consciously choose how you're going to respond to the ups and downs of this life. And because we each are a choice. It's up to each one of us what we're going to choose in every moment. Live a happy, purposeful life. I'm going to invite us to really focus on that, to live full out, to not allow whatever's happening out in life to define you, but you define you. You define who you are. So we're going to invite you to do it differently. So let's focus on being our most and magnificent divine self. Yes?
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 Yes.
Yeah. Good. Let's take that to prayer. So in this moment, we give thanks. We give thanks for this greater understanding of all that life is, that there is a power for good. There is a power that is in and through and as my very being. It is the life force that surrounds me, that awakens within me every day, every moment. And what is true of me is equally magnificently true of each and every one of us. For we each are the beloved place where God shows up. And we are empowered in this light of truth. We are that light of love that shines so bright. And we remove any obstacles to our shiny truth and light of the purity of our sacred self. And where there is a need for a healing, I call forth that miracle-working power of God to remind each and every one of us that right where we are, that spirit of life, our divine self, is alive and well, and we fire it up. We light that fire of truth and allow it to guide us as we walk through this life more full of it than ever before. And so I just know and accept that greater than what I can speak in words is already taking place in the mind of God, and I trust that. I have faith in it. I come into total and complete community with that light, that love of God uniquely expressing in each one of us as me, as you. And so I just release my word into that ever-living, loving law of God that always says, yes, you are my beloved in whom I am well pleased. And I become pleased within my own self. And I just let God do God's work. And if you're in agreement with anything or would like to be, please join me in saying, and so it is, and so it shall be. Amen.